Movies from the Mausoleum progresses as the month of October begins to get more and more spookier. Let's take a break from the series of Masters of Horror and go back to Neil Marshall again from Descent. But we're going to be doing his Dog Soldiers. Now, Dog Soldiers came out in the year 2002. A very, you know, the new millennium from when it comes to horror. Not much special effects. Again, with Neil, he likes to use practical effects. But it stars Sean Pertwee, who was in Event Horizon, who played Smith. Kevin McKidd, who was Dr. Owen throughout the series of Grey's Anatomy, for those of you who are big fans of that. The most notable person from the series has to be Leon Cunningham, who played Sir Davos in Game of Thrones, one of my favorite, like, characters from the series. Now, with a cast like this, it's great. The best way for me to describe it is like watching Aliens, but this time, instead of the creatures, you have marine-type people, soldiers, going against werewolves. Yes, we have come back to werewolves again, but this time, this isn't like a commune of werewolves. Well, it's a family of werewolves, but you never know who they are. You just don't. There are werewolves out here in the wilderness, and they're there to hunt and kill you. The beginning of the film starts with a couple just out in the wilderness, enjoying some sexy time together, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just start to see the tent get opened up, and something grabs her, takes her away, and then boom, opening dog soldiers. Now, the film has to do with the training exercise that these soldiers are going through. All of a sudden, they run into Liam Cunningham's character when he's trying to, like, do some other type of mission. But when they find that he's with Special Forces, all of a sudden, the training is called off. They have to figure out how to get everybody back because Liam Cunningham's been injured severely. It was just, like, claw marks have gone across his chest. Now, everybody is trying to make their way out of the forest, but then the werewolves begin to attack. And let me just say, I like these werewolves. They're tall, they're menacing, they're, again, bipedal, and the practical effect of them are really, really good. The mouths move, they snarl, the blood and gore is great, the deaths are amazing. You even get attached to some of the soldiers to where you're just like, I don't want them to die. The favorite character, one of like the favorite soldiers for me has to be Spoon. I love his attitude. He's ready to go. He's ready to fight. He fights the werewolves almost like barehanded at some point. And again, with Neil Marshall, when they're in like a claustrophobic situation or cut off from the world, they utilize whatever they have around them as a weapon, and they do it with this as well in Dog Soldiers, just like how he did in Descent against the Crawlers. Now, to me, the most scariest moment in Dog Soldiers when I first saw it as a kid is when they're getting the vehicle from the barn to hurry up and get out of there. Now, as he drives away after seeing one of his friends being, you know, killed by one of the werewolves in the barn, he drives up to the door, and you're like, okay, good, everyone's gonna escape. But then all of a sudden, he's sitting there, but he looks troubled from, like, his profile, where the camera's at, and you see hot breath coming out from behind him. And instead of, like, you know, him being frightened, he turns around and goes and fights the werewolf. Terrifying moment, but I absolutely loved it for what it was. So if you want like a really aged well horror film with werewolves in it that's got some good practical effects and a decent story, check out Dog Soldiers.